Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Well, when the end came, it was swift. Manchester United's David Moyes got his P45 early this morning. Ryan Giggs is now in charge of the club for the moment. But what next for this mighty club and its fans? Brian Lally's report starts with some of those fans early today at Old Trafford.
I think they should give him some more time.
He didn't do as well as what everybody expected for a club like Manchester United. He should have finished at least in the top four.
Some of the views there from Man U fans recorded outside Old Trafford by the BBC this morning.
What they should have looked for was someone with a large personality, because I don't think the players have performed. I think some of them didn't want to play for him from day one.
Eamon Dunphy wasn't behind the door commenting on Moyes' departure.
Alex Ferguson won nothing for the first 3 years at Manchester United. He struggled. He was almost sacked. He came within a week of being sacked. David Moyes wasn't given that luxury, because Manchester United today is the biggest sporting corporation in the world. There's too much at stake for the Glazers.
I took myself into Dublin City Centre and asked some passers-by on Henry Street what their thoughts on Manchester United were.
I went to see them playing Chelsea in the first game. It was a disaster. Van Persie never turned up. The only player who was playing was Rooney. I went to see them before Christmas to see Everton beat them 1-0. They were a sham like then, like, you know. And I'd gone home in the buses and that, you could hear the supporters, old supporters. Yeah. Giving out, like, you know.
Ferguson was in the background too much.
Yeah.
And actually, he doesn't play the game. The players play the game. Rooney on 300,000 a week and don't score a goal.
Does Manchester United's difficulties mean anything to you?
Not really.
No?
I follow Chelsea. But David Moyes was never the man for the job. He was with Everton for 11 years. He never won a trophy with them. Manchester United now need to do a lot of building. They've got to spend money now.
Very bad move, yeah. Very bad. They had to get rid of him, Mr. Miles, wouldn't they?
Well, he's gone.
I haven't heard it from the scene. Oh, that's great. Thank God.
So you're thanking God that he's gone?
Yeah, definitely.
Was he that bad?
Yeah, very bad.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you know that Moyes was gone, yeah?
No, where are you here?
Why didn't you tell this lady?
Why didn't you tell me?
Very upset by it, yeah, yeah. It couldn't have happened to a nicer man.
Yeah. You support?
I would support Everton.
So you were happy the other day?
I was very happy the other day.
I only hope that Everton won't take him back, you know, and feel sorry for him. But sure, he has a bit of spending money to do him for a while now, so he's grand. Yeah.
Then a quick run around some of the five pages of supporters clubs listed on the Manchester United website.
Well, a lot of our members wanted him gone. I wasn't party to that. I was in the David Moyes camp myself.
Bill O'Keefe from the Killarney branch.
Just everything was stacked against him. No, we're not in the sacking mood. Edward Woodward should have gone as well, I presume. Yeah. He's every bit as guilty. He'd all last summer, he'd all June and July and August to buy players, and when he bought it, they lived out, basically. And you know who we bought, Fellaini. Disaster. Yeah.
They didn't set the world on fire, all right?
Absolutely not.
How much of it do you think came from the States, the Glazers?
Oh, well, we blame them 100%. There's no question about that. They're guilty. Last weekend when we saw we couldn't qualify for Europe, revenue down, season ticket sales probably down. That's all they look at. So it had to be Moyes.
Now in Sligo, there's a man with a great football name, and that is Eddie Gray. He's the chairman of the Sligo branch of the Manchester United Supporters Club.
I'd say the majority of supporters were kind of half expecting it. I didn't think it might come until the season's end, but when it came through yesterday, you know, I have to say I wasn't all that surprised. Performances have got worse since Christmas, if anything. I mean, to lose at home 3-0 to your main rivals, Man City, and I thought last Sunday against Everton, the display was absolutely terrible. To me, they just didn't seem interested. There was no tactical change to the team. They just went through the motions, and that's just not good enough. The two players he did bring in for $64 million, they haven't exactly set the world on fire, you know. And whether that board was prepared to give him another $150, $200 million to spend on players going forward, no, they just weren't going to trust him. And to folly Ferguson, I don't care who followed him, whether it was Mourinho or Moyes or anybody else, it would have been an awful job. I think the next manager coming in will have a slightly easier job.
No, a man with a great GAA name is Con Murphy. He's with the Bagnallstown Reds.
On the pitch performances, you know, has reduces all veneer tears.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can't see this continuing. You know, no one likes sacking a manager, and it's not ethos of the club. I think no one foresee, you know, how far we drop under David Moyes' tenure. In comparison to this time last year, there's been a 51-point swing with Liverpool. You know, there's a massive swing. To me, the buck stops at the manager. You know, I think there were too many changes made too quickly. Backroom staff being let go and replaced with his own team. And I think, you know, you can say blame an aging squad and et cetera, but I think the swing is too much just for that. These players only last season won the league by 11 points.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of our members were there in the lean years when we went 26 years without a league title, and we still travel to Old Trafford. And that's not going to change, no matter who's in charge.
Well, now let's head for the Banner County and Michael Talty from the Manchester United Supporters Club in Ennis.
I was over there last season, Fergie's last home game, where he pleaded to the fans to stick by David Moyes, stick by the new manager no matter what. And I think the one thing that's come out of it, I think the fans have kept their dignity within match-going fans anyway. You know, there was a little bit of a protest a few weeks ago and they booed it. And thank God it didn't get to the stage where the fans were making a big protest to get rid of him, because I don't think the men deserved that. You know, I just don't think he was probably up to the job. He never believed that he was big enough for the job, you know. I thought he was going to be a good one, but obviously we might have got it wrong on that one. We could have dealt with not finishing top four, you know, and had patience and let him build, but I think the fact that we fell so far behind Everton, his former club, and especially Tottenham, who've had a bad season themselves, who've got a lot of big beatings, and the fact that we're 6 points behind him in the league is worrying going forward, you know. Would they trust him with the kind of transfer funds they're talking about? I think that's probably with the nail in his coffin in the end. There's probably a few years before we get back, but I think it's, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. I think there is a good nucleus for the squad there, but you need to add in four or five players to make us back to where we were, you know.
Up the East Coast to Dundalk and Dicky O'Hanrahan from the Dundalk branch of the Manchester United Supporters Club. Dicky, what's the mood in the camp up there?
Very mixed. Like, United's used to attacking all the time. You have a young player like Yanisai who doesn't even get on the field.
Yeah.
He's not going to learn his football sitting on the bench. Like, when you had David Gill leaving at the same time as Ferguson, that was always going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because there was a whole management structure of the club was going.
What are you hoping for in the new manager, in the new regime?
Just hope if an attack-minded manager comes in, that, you know, get back to the old philosophy of, you know, two wingers and two attacking full-backs. Like, we all, like, from first game in 1975, aiming over to see Gordon Hill and Steve Coppell, you know, flying down the wings. And that's the type of football I hope we get back to.